Okay, good morning, Agud Chodesh. We are now in the fourth parak, up to the fourth parak of Maseches Kalayim, the Mishnah Aleph. These Mishnayos, the first two Mishnayos are actually pretty easy Mishnayos, just a matter of words. We have to understand, in order to understand the concepts, we're moving off of the concept of Kalayi Zroyim, and now we're entering in the next couple of parak, and we're going to be discussing the halachas of Kalayi Karim. As we introduced the Masechta, we mentioned the Kalayi Karim, halachas of Kalayim in the vineyard are more chamer, they're more strict than the halachas of Kalayim in a regular field. The reason for this is because the Pasuk says, Pentiktas Amaleas Azera, which means that if a person were to plant Kalayim in a vineyard, the halacha is not only did he violate an Isser by planting the Kalayim, but what the product of what grows from it is Asr Bahana, he's not allowed to benefit from it. And for that reason, we're going to see that not only is it more Chomer Midairaisa, the Rabbanon, they instituted other Gezeris to help distance us from Kalayi Karim altogether. Now, when it comes to Kalayi Karim, we're going to see there are certain distances, there are certain things which are considered a karam, and you need to always have that amount of space to surround the karam, and this Mishnah describes it. And the Mishnah starts off with karachas ha-karam. We mentioned the concept of karachas before. Karachas literally means bald. It's a bald spot. It's an empty spot in the middle of a field. You have a karam, for whatever reason it was, you have a large karam, a large vineyard. In the middle of the vineyard, you ended up with a space which was either empty because some of the vines died, maybe you uprooted the vines, but the bottom line is it's empty. If you would like to plant something inside the middle of that area, you have a very large empty space in the middle of your vineyard, you would like to plant something else in there, there's a machlekes, we have a dispute between Beis Shammai, the school of Shammai, and Beis Hillel, as to how much space that empty space needs to occupy if you'd like to plant something else in the middle. Where Beis Shammai says 16, and according to Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai says 24, and Beis Hillel says you have to have 16. And the Mishnah is going to explain. We're going to just get through the rules now. The Mishnah is going to explain everything in detail in just a minute. Beis Shammai, now Mechala Karim. You have Mechala Karim. Mechala Karim literally means the circle around the Karim. We're going to have to describe exactly what that means in the next Mishnah. But for now, Mechala Karim, we're just going to translate the word Mechala as a circle. There are numerous different explanations of what Mechala means. Some say it comes from the term of being Mechal, of forgiving. We'll see what that means very soon in the next Mishnah. So you have Mechal HaKarim, the perimeter around the field. Halacha is Beis Shammai Erim Sheish Yisri Amah, according to Beis Shammai, has to be 16 Amah, Beis Hillel Erim Shteim Yisri Amah, it only has to be 12. Vezi Karachas HaKarim. Now the Mishnah asks the question, what is Karachas HaKarim? The Mishnah answers, Karem, it's a vineyard, Shechara Vem Tzai, that the middle of it became barren, became empty. Im Ein Sham Sheish Yisri Amah, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham, if you don't have a total of 16 by 16 Amahs, don't bring any other plants into there. Hayusham Sheish Yisri Amah, if indeed you do have 16 Amahs in the middle, then Naisnin Lo Yavi Dasai, you give it its required amount of work space on the side. The Zereas Amahs, you plant in the middle. This is, I drew some diagrams just so we can understand what is going on here in the Mishnah. To understand, we get to that number. This is the scribbled area along the side is your karam, it's your vineyard. This area in the middle is going to be what's left barren, what's left empty. The halacha is, if you're going to have 8 in the middle, basically a box of 8 by 8, with a perimeter of 4 amos around the whole thing, that's where Beis Hillel says you can plant. The reason for this is, when it comes to a karam, you always have to have 4 amos around it for avodasai. Like this, you could go through with the oxen, you could plow around it, and be able to take care of the karam in the middle. So you always have to have, around the karam over here, you have to have 4 amos dedicated to the regular karam. So these 4 amos are out. So you already have to have a total of 4 plus 4, and then 4 plus 4, which is 8 by 8. So your box already needs to be 8 by 8. Now, if you're going to have anything less than 8 by 8 in the middle, then we're going to look at each side in its own and say, hold on a second. If you don't have 4 by 4 here, because according to Beis Hillel, the shear of a field is going to be 8 by 8. Sorry, it's going to be 4 by 4. So you have to have 4 by 4 on each side. each direction you're going to go, you're going to have a box of 4x4, because if you're not, say you were to shrink it, you'd only have two over here. The two is not going to be bottled to the kerem, and you're not going to be able to plant in this box. So in order to be able to plant within distance from this kerem, that kerem, this kerem, and that kerem, all four sides, you need to have a kerem, another field of 4x4 of distance in the of space in the middle. So according to Beis Hillel, it comes out, the math is very simple, 4 amos on each side, which is a total of already 8x8. Now you have to have 4 boxes of 4 in the middle, which totals another 8x8, which is the simple math, is going to be 16x16. The only thing where Beis Shammai disagrees is they say, no, you need to have each box needs to be 8, which totals, again, 4 plus 4 plus 4 plus 4, so you're going to have already 16, an 8x8, and then according to Beis Shammai, you have to have much more than that. You're going to have 8 plus 8, and 8 plus 8, and 8 plus 8 in each direction. So now, 8 plus 8 is 16, plus another 4 is going to make it 20, plus another 4 is going to make it 24. That's how Beis Shammai gets his math of 24 by 24. That's how Beis Hillel gets his math of 16 by 16. That's the first Mishnah. We'll just quickly do the second Mishnah, because it's really very much identical. It's the same thing, just describes Mechala Kerem. Ezu Mechala Kerem, it's Ezu Mechala Kerem, this is Mishnah Beis. Bein Kerem Lagadar, it's the same discussion, but except instead of it having a kerem on all the sides, what it has is it has kerem just in one area, and here's going to be your fence. So now how much space, if you want to plant between your kerem, which is here, and your fence, how much space do you have to have? So the Mishnah explains, if you don't have 12 amos, don't bring any other seeds in there. It's exactly the same math. This is obviously going according to Beis Hillel. What you have over here is, you have 4 amos for the avoida of the kerem, which is over here. You need to dedicate 4 amos here. The last 4 amos is automatically excluded because that area is needed to walk around the whole field, and people don't plant there. And you're going to have another 4 amos in the middle to give it its own shame of asada. So according to Beis Hillel, it's very simple. 4 plus 4 plus 4 equals 12. According to Beis Shammai, it's going to have to be 4 plus 8 plus 4, which is going to bring us to our final number of 16. And that's how you're going to get that math. So those are the first two Mishnayos. And the rules we get from these Mishnayos are, you always have to have 4 amos for Avodas HaKerem. To take care of the Kerem, you always have to leave 4 amos empty. And then, another field always has to be 4 amos according to Beis Hillel, 8 amos according to Beis Shammai, and then that's how you're going to do your math in order to figure out when you can plant another field or another type of min, another species and type inside of your kerem. Have a wonderful day and a good chodesh.